now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon, the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. You know what I got, excitement, and you know what I'm doing with it, sharing it with you and with Katie Basil this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Grady.
It's your show. Take it away.
All right. This morning we have Golga Oscar with us. Golga Oscar is a photographer and designer from Kasigluk. He graduated from Ukiuk Memorial School in 2016 and is now attending the Institute for American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where he's less than a year away from earning his Bachelor of Fine Arts. When the pandemic hit this spring, Golga had to make the difficult decision to return home from Santa Fe and finish his semester online, but that hasn't slowed down his prolific art making, which he's here to talk about today. Thank you for joining us this morning, Golga.
Thank you for having me. This is a really great opportunity for me to discuss my indigenous art.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
I've seen images of your art online, including beadwork, skin sewing, and photography. Can you tell me about what you are working on this week?
This week, I'm pretty much working on variety of crafts. The ones that I started are headdresses, medallions, parkas, and I think I started basket last week. I'm going to try to finish those, hopefully.
Wow. It's been really fun to follow you online and see all of the different types of artwork that you do.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, it's kind of exciting. It's always exciting for me to produce art, especially when it comes to, like, the beginning. And when I'm, like, starting on it, I always tend to think of my ancestors. So, yeah.
Would you say that's kind of the main inspiration for your artwork?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's my inspiration. And, like, my other inspirations are, like, other indigenous artists, because they really boost up my creativity. And, like, the way that they tend to explore their creativity, I really enjoy their, sorry, I'm, like, spacing out. I really enjoy their mixed contemporary designs. So, yeah.
So are you referring kind of to that mix of contemporary and traditional design?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite indigenous artists that you follow?
There are beaters that I follow, although one of the main inspiration for a Yupik artist would be Tuna McIntyre.
Mm.
I don't know if everyone knows him, but he's a really great Yupik artist because he tends to revitalize so much traditional art that traces back from like a century old. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with some of his work. It's incredible. Golga, would you want to translate kind of what we've talked about so far into Yuchtin for our Yuchtin listeners?
Well, sure. Inspiration comes from Trina McIntyre, Billy Ngori Akadamani Revitalizatoy, and Jolanta Bilishit. Yeah.
And I understand you do a lot of research as well on traditional Yupik methods and design. Can you tell us about something particularly inspiring or interesting that you've learned?
One thing that I've learned from my research one thing that really inspired me was fancy stitching, because fancy stitching wasn't really taught throughout this modern society, especially in today's Western society. I'm really inspired by it because it's, I tend to create like small stitches and get to work with leftover reindeer fur, because in Yupik society, like Yupik craft society, we tend to not waste everything, so we tend to use them. So that was one of the art forms that really inspired my creativity to go beyond.
And that's called fancy stitching?
Yeah. That's where you work with reindeer leftover beard. And sewing it on a piece of leather, like flat form of leather.
Oh, I'd love to see some of that.
Yeah. You could snub get glukatok. Glukanika kutamani glukanika katamani pilashotok. So it's up great next fancy stitching.
And when you research some of these traditional methods and designs, you mentioned Chuna McIntyre as one resource, but what books do you read? Who else do you talk to? Are there museums that you have visited?
There are various things that I have researched, from book to elder interview. The books that I read are Yupik books, more like scholars. One of the books that I read to further my research are Yupik Ways of Dancing. It's a really great book. I mean, you get to learn a lot from one section. Because I was pretty surprised, like, from reading that first section, I was really surprised by the information that was giving out. Like, that information really helped my art aspect. Because while growing up, I didn't know any of my Yupik culture in depth, especially when it comes to, like, Yupik traditional colors and Yupik numbers that they used to incorporate back in the day. And after finding about that information, I started to incorporate it towards my Yupik art. So.
You just mentioned colors, and I've seen in your work, I see a lot of blues and reds. Is there some significance there in choosing those colors?
Yeah, I really tend to incorporate those colors mainly because they really lift me up. Red means indigenous blood, and blue means happiness and water, I would say. Yeah.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was going to translate for you.
Yeah.
Akakhtamani kayulinik gawhilinik tungulgan katlhan kadulashut jali shu yupit nakutait malshugi makut pinga yun stam and dasi man malgonogan tamakunik find out shoma feeling on baksuki maikpak Dilaganka. So ita mana you bit klugu. So yeah.
And many people are finding that quarantine and these lockdowns that we've been in are leading to deeper creativity. And I'm curious if you found that as well, and how your practice has changed since the pandemic began.
I feel like my artistic ability, my artistic skills has been going beyond ever since this pandemic started. Because when I got home, I started on a huge project. I mean, I wouldn't call it huge, but it would be huge for me. I created a sealskin bag, medicine bag, that incorporated calf skin, silk skin with beads and a fancy string and design. And the handles that I used for were a leftover bearded seal skin that I incorporated as a handle. So it was a great project. I mean,
wow. Like,
it was time consuming because it took me about a month or less than a month to complete it, or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's something that you were able to do once you returned home from the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd imagine some of those materials would be hard to find in New Mexico. You know, you mentioned bearded seal.
Yeah, it is. Before I was head down to my college, I always make sure I'm like always stocked up on supplies. Because when I'm down there, like I don't wanna have a hard time finding out here in Alaska. I mean, like trying to restock on supplies and order from local hunters.
Right. That's wise. Would you want to translate that piece? And what was it like returning home last semester when the pandemic started?
I kind of felt bad. I mean, I kind of felt upset, sort of, in a way of why I have to go home early and like continue my education at home. But at the same time, I was kind of happy to spend time with family, and like since I don't usually spend time with family throughout the springtime, beginning of spring. So I'm pretty happy to spend time with family during this during the month of April through May.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really joyous, because I was celebrating Easter with them, and yeah, so.
It sounds like you made a good situation out of it in the end.
every Easter, king of the Shoka, the one Kuyanga, my Pakuinga, Ilumtini Daishoma.
Gogo, what's your plan after graduating from the Institute for American Indian Arts?
My plan after graduation is, I want to get my anthropology, because I really want to study in-depth of indigenous cultures and look into traditional art forms. So, yeah. And my other goal is to produce more regalia, more cultural attire, and start shows like Yupik Fashion Show, Yupik Fashions, Artist Residencies, Start Galleries, and whatnot.
That is so exciting. And so it sounds like you're graduating with a BFA soon, and then you want to do grad school in anthropology?
Yeah. I really want to look into it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. It's really exciting. Do you have any advice for other young people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta who are interested in pursuing art school or a life as an artist?
I guess I would say you don't need to be an artist to join an art school. All you have to do is have an interest in art in order for you to attend an art school. So with that, from there, like, it'll really boost up your creativity. From not knowing, like, art in general, I didn't know there was so much art forms, art aspects that were in art background. So attending an art school, it's really interesting because you get to learn so many things from photography towards jewelry towards sculpture. Because if you were to major in art school, you're going to take a variety of classes, and those classes are going to vary based on the credits you take. And those classes, I didn't experience one of them, like, when I was back in high school, but after attending college, like, I experienced so much art aspects, and it was so fun.
Mm.
Like, I wish I could go back and, like, retake them and go beyond my creativity.
Well, that's what grad school is for. Golgo, we only have about 20 seconds left. Can you just tell us where we can learn more about your work, whether it's website or social media account?
I have a Facebook. You can search my name, Kukailungum Photography and Cultural Crafts. Also, I have Instagram, Kuki92, I mainly post a lot of cultural art on my Instagram, though. So.
Thank you so much, Golga. It's great to hear from you. I actually remember your photography work from when you were in high school, so it's really exciting to see how far you've taken it. Thank you for joining us.
Gwen, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. That was artist Golga Oscar calling in from Kasigluk. I'm your host, Katie Basil. Thank you for joining us for Coffee at KYUK.
And don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.